Welcome back to Earth's Faith Podcast, Episode 6. Today is April 1st, 2021. I'm your host, Yadira, and this is my co-host, Kaylee.
Hi, I'm Kaylee.
Today we are going to be discussing if our biotechnology and genetic engineering positive advances, sustainability, agriculture, and the future food shortage crisis. The way we'll contour this podcast is by stating Q&As, based on our topic, and coming to a conclusion at the end of the episode.
Brief background. Biotechnology is a positive biological resource process of industrial and other purposes. But the major purpose of biotechnology is genetic manipulation of microorganisms such as antibiotics, hormones, etc. Genetic engineering plays the role of the modification and manipulation of the characteristics of an organism. Food shortage crisis today has a lot to do with the COVID-19 pandemic, which has caused many families all over the world to become jobless and lose businesses. Because of this, it leads to poverty and food insecurity.
What are the benefits of biotechnology and genetic engineering?
Well, some of the benefits are biotechnology and genetic engineering. Both can help with the creation of food by the manipulation of the plant. Charles Darwin helped this idea by using genetic engineering to help with the DNA strands of plants and animals. Then Gregor Mendel helped expand on this idea by studying pea plants for inheritance. These causes of Gregor Mendel's theory is also the agriculture expert Henry Wallace to establish different plants varieties, which then could allow more crops and food. For example, Cohen and Boyer figured out that isolating the gene insulin is a hormone that regulates sugar to treat diabetes. So, that brings me to my next question. What are the downfalls to biotechnology and genetic engineering?
Biotechnology and genetic engineering can be risky since there is still little known about its impact. In the article, it talks about enhancing the human gene, which many might find it unethical. Also, a concern is the use of biotechnology and genetic engineering used in foods. People fear that it can alter existing organisms or if it's safe to consume. According to New York Times columnist Mark Bittman states, the production of energy and food by the most sustainable and least damaging methods scientists can devise, if that's genetic engineering, fine. But to date, it hasn't been. In fact, the technology has been little more than an income generator for a few corporations, despite to see those profits continue regardless of the cost to the rest of the U.S. or to the environment. In your opinion, how do you think biotechnology and genetic engineering will affect our future?
I loved how you mentioned some of the risks that can be involved. And in my opinion, I believe that biotechnology and genetic engineering in the long run will help with food shortages, but I wonder if they reproduce genetically modified organisms, or GMOs for short. Also, by continuing to use these technologies to help things like food supply around the world and also help with treating and curing some diseases. According to the article, Are Biotechnology and Genetic Engineering Positive Advances? It states, Cohen and Boyer isolated the gene for insulin, a hormone that regulates sugar levels in the body, in human DNA and inserted into a bacterium, where it could replicate to create more insulin. This achievement marked a breakthrough in the treatment of diabetes. If genetic engineering was able to do this, think of what it can do to many other people suffering from other diseases. Even with its fair share of risks and concerns, I believe that it can help us as a whole in the long run, but I do understand the risks that could be enough to say, let's not promote this. So what effects might genetic engineering and biotechnology have on our agriculture?
Biotechnology and genetic engineering can help farmers grow more produce using less land, but many worry that it's not completely safe to eat, and that genetically modified foods can alter existing organisms. Also, genetic engineering can help reduce the need for pesticides in our food and reduce the cost of food, and can also enhance the nutrition value. Will biotechnology and genetic engineering be sustainable enough for our agriculture and food shortage, or will it be unsustainable?
Nice statement, Idira. Based on what I have seen and taken away from the articles I have read, I believe that biotechnology and genetic engineering could be sustainable enough for our food shortage crisis and our agriculture. I also think that there will be some unsustainable things along the way, but that's life, and life throws us curveballs.
Great statement on the note. That brings us to our conclusion. So based on the questions we answered, I believe that biotechnology and genetic engineering can help with the food shortage since it can produce food faster. But I think we should know more about and how it can affect us in the long run before relying on biotechnology and genetic engineering. What do you think, Kaylee?
I agree. In my personal perspective, I believe that biotechnology and genetic engineering can help our world slash country be a better place and improve the way we are able to help other people in need. I also think it can help the amount of food that is distributed. But with every good, there's always a downfall. But I think we should gather more information and more data to help improve this downfall. Bye.
Bye.